This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis isn't worried about legal challenges to his recent executive order on housing, which would make certain state grants contingent on following state laws on building denser housing. A half dozen cities have sued.
The people of Colorado want housing that is more affordable. They're not focused on who solves it, whether it's their mayor, their county commissioners, their governor and legislature, the president of the United States, the United States Congress. We just need more housing.
The state housing laws include things like allowing accessory dwelling units and eliminating minimum parking requirements. People will not be able to sell cats and dogs or other pets along roadways or in parking lots under another new state law. The law does have exceptions for permitted adoption events. It's one of a few pet-related laws the governor signed Thursday. Other policies include requiring public housing to let residents keep up to 2 dogs or cats and a new tax checkoff to support care for pets and livestock during natural emergencies. The new waterworks park in Pueblo officially splashes open tomorrow. The public water utility there turned a dangerous part of the Arkansas River into a free, family-friendly, and expert whitewater area. Local doctor and avid river surfer Brad Roberts says it's already attracting people from all over the country.
When I'm talking to people who maybe were recruiting to come work with us or different things, they say, hey, look, I'm going to take you out here. This is a beautiful spot to see. Look what we have here in Pueblo.
Tomorrow's celebration includes whitewater activities, demonstrations, food trucks, and more. In Pueblo today, a high near 90. Denver and Colorado Springs in the 80s. The Front Range can expect things to turn cooler and cloudy through the weekend with a good chance for rain tomorrow, Sunday, and for Monday's holiday. Grand Junction today, mostly sunny, and a red flag fire danger warning through the afternoon. Western Colorado highs near 90. This is CPR News and KRCC.